Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We certainly are glad you're spending some time with us here. And like we always say, I guarantee you, we're going to share some things with you that I guarantee you can use at your house right now. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this show. I suspect you're spending a lot of time around the house these days, as most of us are. But that's a great opportunity to fix up your house, get to those lists that you couldn't get to before, maybe do some late spring cleaning, and maybe even moving outdoors as the weather improves around the country. But if you have a home improvement question about the inside or outside of your house, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We would love to get your phone call, 1-800-946-4420, our hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just reach out to us with any question that you might have, comment, tip, anything that you would like to share with us. We would love to share that with our great audience all across the country. Also, emails are always welcome. We've got a few of those, and you can send yours to us at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Well, Joe, I think we finally pulled it off. A lot of people are staying home
these days.
And I finally have my home studio. How do I sound?
Oh, you sound great. You look the same, but you sound great. Yeah, Danny moved it. Danny and his family moved into his new house, and you got a student. Now you know what I do every week, right? You have all this equipment. It's like suddenly I'm in the radio business. How'd that happen?
I know, and I'm all by myself here, so, you know, I'm
a little lonely. Yeah, that's right.
It's great, and certainly we know that we still have a dark cloud over us right now with the virus that everybody's fighting. Hearing some good news, though, some curves are flattening, as they say. Look at all these terms we're learning.
I know.
Social distancing, I never heard of that before, and, you know, different things like that. So we're all making it through this, and seems to be getting a little better. We just have to keep our guard up. You really don't want to fall back into some of those old habits that we've had in the past.
Yeah, well, social distancing when we were younger was when you asked a girl to dance, she'd ran away from you. That was basically, that was social distancing in our time. But yeah, I mean, you basically just follow the rules of the experts, just like any other crisis, right? I mean, they hopefully know the best, and people are doing their part. I'm seeing signs around town here in Roxbury, Connecticut, where people are painting signs and putting them out saying, we're all in this together. And I suspect spreading across the country. And it's true. And I tell you, the few times I have been out, people are friendly. When everyone's in the same situation, right? I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it living on the Gulf Coast, where you get those pretty bad storms blowing through, where you know, people, they pick each other up and they help out. And especially if you have an elderly neighbor, check in on them, or an elderly parent, as I do. But yeah, we're going to get through this. And as Danny said, the news has been brightening up a little bit across the country, little by little. And while we have this free time on our hands, let's listen to the radio and work on our homes.
That's right, exactly. And you know, something you just made me think of, I don't know if this is just in our the area that I live in, or it's a trend all over the country. They're having, and I can't quite think of what they're called, but basically they set up a time through social media, say 7 o'clock at night,
right,
at one particular hospital. And then cars flood in there and blink their lights. They stay in their cars,
right,
so that it's showing gratification for all of those that are working
in the
hospitals.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
So
that's,
I forgot,
terrific,
what they call it, light it up or something like that.
Yeah,
that they call,
yeah,
it. But
traffic
anyway,
jam.
What a great little
a little
traffic jam thing there. And then they ride back off, so nobody, you know, engages and so forth.
Right.
They're staying apart, but those in the hospital can look out and go, okay, someone's recognizing all of these long hours I'm putting in.
That's very important. I mean, you and I both have family members in the hospital working. Another, I have both my sisters work at Yale New Haven Hospital, and they're putting in more hours than ever. And yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but people do appreciate it and show your appreciation. I'm always seeing restaurants are delivering food to hospitals these days, free of charge, pizzas and sandwiches, that kind of thing. And I'm sure they appreciate it. So keep
absolutely.
It
absolutely. And I know a lot of people are painting. You know, it might be good, Joe, for us to throw out some of those good common painting tips. You know, one of the things we always recommend is a good quality paintbrush, good roller covers. All of that, really, they really do make a difference. But you're going to make an investment in that paintbrush, so you want to make sure that you take care of it and it lasts a long time. Something I realized, Joe, you know, the little sheath that comes with
right.
it and so
yep.
forth, that really is does an important task of keeping that brush in good shape. So after cleaning it, using that, and if you don't have one for whatever reason, I know you've shared tips before about simply using a piece of newspaper and masking tape to create that, to form those bristles like they should be.
Right. Yeah. The general rule that we have here at Today's Homeowners, buy the very best paintbrush you can afford. Because if you clean it properly, if you see a professional painter, their paintbrushes always, the handles and the ferrules, which are the metal part, always look like they're 100 years old and they're a mess.
Right,
but the bristles
right.
are in great shape. They buy the very best paintbrushes and they take care of them. If you use a cheap paintbrush and plan on throwing it away, you're going to see a cheap paint job. So buy the best paintbrush you can afford. If it comes with a cardboard sleeve, they typically do, save them. And sometimes you lose them or they rip or whatever. But yeah, mm-hmm. the trick is simply, you know, wash it out, you know, in mineral spirits if you're using oil-based paint. Most people are using latex-based paint, of course. So you're using water, warm water, and a little soap if you need to. Wash it out. And then shake out the excess water. And I always recommend using a brush comb. If you're not familiar with a brush comb, sounds like two words that don't belong together, but it's a tool, and it's a comb for raking out the bristles of a paintbrush. And what it does, it gets them nice and straight. Because if they dry, crossed over and twisted or bent, that's the way mm-hmm. they're going to be, and you'll never, they have memory, so you're never going to get them back straight. So brush them out, then just wrap them in newspaper or brown butcher's paper or something like uh-huh. that, and mm-hmm. with a little scotch tape, a little masking tape, or rubber band, just hold it close, and that's it. Now, I do want to mention, if you put the rubber band on it, make sure the rubber band is on the metal ferrule, not on the bristles, because again, it'll squeeze the bristles.
Right.
And when you
yeah.
take it off, it'll look like a hula skirt. You know, it won't
yeah.
look like a paintbrush anymore. So be careful with that.
And also one of the things that we've shared with people over the years, if you know, if you're doing a little bit of work and say you're taking a break or maybe you're taking, you know, getting a bite to eat,
right.
Should you just leave that brush sticking down in your paint can? No.
No.
Should you go and clean it thoroughly and everything? Not necessarily. There is another step that you can take on that, Joe. And who would think in the past about putting it in the refrigerator?
Yeah, but before you put it in the refrigerator, one way is you just wrap the paintbrush. And this works with a paint roller, too. I mean, you have to pull it off the roller, pull the sleeve off the roller frame. But basically, with a paintbrush, I usually just wrap it either in aluminum foil or plastic wrap, sometimes a little easier. Just wrap it around two or three times, fold it over. And if the handle's kind of messy, you might want to cover that with newspaper, whatever. The mm-hmm. point is, you just put it in a refrigerator. And it kind of mm-hmm. hibernates, right? It kind of
right. yeah,
stays nice and moist because you're sealing out the air, which is the key thing. And then, you know, when you're ready, you take it out, let it warm up to room temperature 5 or 10 minutes before you're ready to paint. And there you go. So you don't have to clean it. I mean, you want to get off all the excess paint before you do all this, of course. You know, run it against the edge of the paint can. And with the roller sleeve, same thing. I usually take a piece of plastic and put it over my hand, pull off that sleeve, wrap it up.
There you go. Uh-huh.
And put it in the refrigerator. And then when you're... And that... Usually, I put it in the refrigerator if I'm going to be painting, not again till the next morning. If you're just taking a lunch break, you could probably leave it out. You know, you don't want to leave
right.
it in the sun, but you can just leave it out.
Sure. Now, if you just joined us, this is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with Joe Truini. And I tell you, we love to hear from people that listen to the show. And here's one I wanted to share with you, Joe. That's pretty cool. He said,
All right.
Just heard your tip about the toilet rocking back and forth. And
yeah.
I'm nowhere near being a handyman, but I'm not afraid to get the hammer or wrench and give it a try. The toilet in my mom's room was rocking back and forth. And I didn't think we really needed a new one. I did exactly what you said, and that is tightening down the bolts and checking the sealant around the toilet. It's a little bit of an older home. I guess the nuts just kind of got loose over the years. I really enjoy your show on WNIS 790 AM in Norfolk, Virginia. So glad we were
Great.
Able to help you on that rocking toilet. That's always like a,
yeah.
I don't know what's funny about a rocking toilet, but it's just not that comfortable or something.
I think it's the image of a rocking toilet, and mom might rock herself right off of it. Yeah, the only caveat there is be really careful tightening it up. Right, because you can
right.
over-tight
oh,
it and
yeah.
crack the base, and there is no repair for that other than getting a new toilet. But yeah, I mean, they do loosen up. You know, I mean, people have been sitting on them for years, and you have some light people, some heavy people, and yeah.
Right.
And of course, the wax ring shrinks down.
That's true,
you know,
that
seals it. So yeah, it's not unusual for it to rock. And you probably will find, if you look, you probably will find a couple of loose bolts. But again, just be really careful. Don't use a ratchet wrench or anything. Just a nice little adjustable wrench and snug them up.
There you go. Hey, one more comment here that we just got in this week. With all the fear and concerns about coronavirus, I was wondering, would it be okay to clean the air vents around the floorboard and ceiling with a damp rag and a little bit of bleach? Or is there something else you'd recommend cleaning them with, just thinking about air quality? Well, I tell you, you can clean it. I would dilute the bleach, or even better, use an oxygen bleach. But once you finish cleaning everything out, which is a good idea, I would suggest a disinfectant spray that you know will kill the virus. Let's all keep cleaning and doing what we need to do to make sure we're nice and safe and healthy around. Hey, coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking about the right way to paint treated wood on the outside of your home. Also, a little bit of deck railing work that needs to be done. The summer is here, so we need to make sure those decks and those outdoor living areas are nice and safe and ready for gathering. Yes, one day in the future, we will all get back together and have a nice picnic and a nice barbecue. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, thanks for being with us here on Today's Homeowner. We'll be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise Contest at todayshomeowner.com for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio. Technology has taken over the studio here. I'm actually in my home studio, brand new, our very first try at this. Joe's in his home studio in Roxbury, Connecticut, and our engineer, Dennis Gould, is in the world headquarters. And so far, so good there, Joe.
Yeah, it's just like our listeners. We're located all over the world.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, we want to, of course, we're heard all over the country and really through the internet, all over the world and so forth. We appreciate all the great feedback we get, and we certainly appreciate our network of stations such as this one. AM 1440 and 98.5 FM in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
And hello to General Manager Phil Hunt. Thank you, Phil, for putting us on the air there. Lansdale, Danny, is a commuter town located in southeast Pennsylvania, about 30 miles or so north of Philadelphia. It was founded in the 1850s during the construction of the North Pennsylvania Railroad, which led to the development and the expansion of Lansdale. And then by about 1872, it was officially incorporated and named after Philip Lansdale Fox, who was the surveyor of the railroad. So when he came through and surveyed the new railroad, they decided to name the town after him. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, special hello to everybody there. We have a lot of listeners all around the Pennsylvania area. Certainly hope everything's going well for you and getting past the virus issues and so forth. And if we can help you on anything, give us a call, 1-800-946-4420. Send us emails anytime you wish. We have an email coming up in just a few minutes, but first we want to go to Missouri. Roy is on the line. Roy, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
Tell us about this landing.
Yes, sir. About a year ago, I built a landing and steps with treated lumber. My wife would like it painted white to match the trim of the house, and I was wondering what type of primer and paint I should use on treated lumber.
Okay. All right. Good question, and perfect timing for this time of the year, because a lot of people are looking at their decks, or in this case, the landing and stairs. I got your picture too there, Roy. That's great. Well, I'll tell you, one of the first things that we would generally ask in this situation, you've already answered, and that is, how long has it been built? Because most treated lumber has a high moisture content. So it is important to allow it to weather a little bit so that it dries a little bit of that moisture out so that when you apply the paint, it'll stick to it. You've already gone through that waiting period. I'll tell you what I would do. I would lightly sand the wood. Now, I'm not talking about trying to get it perfectly smooth like a table inside, but just use this before you paint it, just to make sure you get any kind of splinters taken care of and sand it. And also the sanding will kind of work in a cleaning fashion to clean things a little bit so that you can, again, so that the paint will stick. You do want to put a primer on it, and then you want to put two coats after that. And Joe, wouldn't you say a porch and deck enamel still is the best way to go in a situation like this?
Yeah, absolutely, Roy. If you're going to paint it, and to be honest, I don't usually recommend painting outdoor wood like that because you're going to have to scrape it and paint it again, depending on how severe the weather is up there in Missouri. But yeah, and getting back to Danny's first point, if you're not really sure if the wood is ready to accept paint, is drop a little couple of beads of water on it. If the water gets absorbed that by the wood, then it's dry enough to paint or stain, whatever you're going to do. If the water beads up and doesn't get soaked in, then the wood is still a little too wet. But let's assume, Roy, that this wood is dry, ready to be painted. Yeah, I would highly recommend priming it first. There's a couple of primers that I've used. Zinsser makes a primer called Bullseye 123. Just make sure it's the exterior grade. And Rust-Oleum makes one called a Rock Solid Deck Start Primer, and both are specifically designed for what you need, priming pressure treated wood. And then sometimes it's called deck paint, sometimes it's called porch and floor paint, but that's what you're looking for. And the other thing I would suggest, it's a little late, but thanks again for this photograph, Roy, you might be able to get underneath this, and I always recommend back priming, which basically means painting the back side of the boards, because moisture will pass through the underside of these deck boards and blister the paint on the top surface. So if you can get underneath there and brush some paint on the underside or even primer on the underside of those deck boards, the top surface paint will last a lot longer.
Okay. Yeah, I can still get under it.
Does that make sense?
Sounds like a great project. Keep the wife happy and good time of the year to tackle this project. And if we can help you on anything else, Roy, just let us know.
Thank you very much. Are we going to get to see pictures of the grandchildren here real soon?
Well, I'll tell you what, we certainly got to get some of those Easter photos up there because they were beautiful. I appreciate you asking that, and they are a handful and just a joy all the time.
Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a good day.
Okay, you as well, Roy.
Thank you, Roy.
Have a good one there. Thank you very much.
That might be a good job for his wife. He says, okay, I'll paint the top of the deck, and you can paint the bottom of the deck. We'll see how long that lasts before Roy's sleeping in his car.
Hey, let's grab an email here. Don in Michigan writes, can we paint the grill on our outside air conditioning unit? It's peeling and rusting. And wow, that's an interesting thing. So I assume we're talking about the outside condenser unit, and
right,
they're usually pretty durable, and you usually don't have that kind of problem. But boy, would you ever have to be careful if you're doing that, because that could be a disaster if you get spray painted around that and sealed up anything that shouldn't be sealed. Boy, you'd have to proceed with caution on that one, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to first disconnect the power and.
Yeah.
You know, depending how badly it's rusting, sometimes, you know, if someone has a drip line off the roof and it's always dripping on top of this thing, it will rust, you know, maybe not the entire thing, but parts of it, the louvers usually rust, the grills. So you can scrub off, you know, before you do anything, you have to remove the rust. Don't ever paint over rust. I don't care what the paint can says that you can paint over rust. I've never seen a rust-proof paint, you know, that completely seals in the rust. It might seal it in for a little while, but it'll usually blister through. So try to get down to bare metal. And if you can, disconnect this housing, this grill, and move it away from the air conditioning unit itself. And again, make sure the power's off. Then that would be the best way, because this way you can scrub the inside and outside.
Right,
and then you
want to
prime
right.
it, right?
Yep.
Prime it. And,
yep.
and again, use coatings that are specifically made for metal, and then you can put it back. Now, are you going to be able to match that exact color, Danny? I'm not really sure. So you may have to paint the whole thing.
Not a big concern, but you would have to brush it on if you're not able to disconnect it from the main unit, because you really don't want to get any of friends that really do make a big, big difference. So, hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We want to hear from you anytime. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Send us emails at todayshomeowner.com/ask. We certainly appreciate all the great comments and emails that we've gotten from everybody this past week. Certainly a lot of people are, staying around the house there and looking around saying, what can I do to home look a little better? We have a ton of ideas online at todayshomeowner.com that can help you with a lot of that. And we notice one trend that we're seeing a lot is people are really using our calculators. We have a lot of calculators to tell you paint you'll need, how much concrete you might need if you're thinking of a small project, how much wood you need for that deck, all of that to make it a little easier for you to have the best looking house on the block. We've got a lot more coming up, including another healthy home friends at Braun. Also, we are going to talk a little bit more about outdoor decks and deck railings and the importance of keeping those in really, really good shape. We also have a very interesting coating we want to tell you about that if you're looking at your concrete and you want a little bit, I mean, more than improve it, we've got the solution for that, and we're going to share with that. We're going to share that with you coming up along with a great simple solution. So you can see we've got a lot to share with you on this week's show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Braun.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. During this strange time, many of us have been stuck, kind of self-quarantining ourselves at home. You've probably heard us talk about the importance of making good use of that time by getting a few necessary projects done and out of the way. One task anyone can tackle is decluttering spaces like your attic, basement, or garage. Husky's 20-gallon professional-grade totes are essential to help store some of the more heavy-duty items that you may have laying around. The high-impact polycarbonate lid is the strongest available, capable of protecting against dust and water. Plus, it's clear, providing visibility to the tools and accessories you have stored inside. The entire tote is designed to withstand abuse from dropping, stacking, and tossing. Plus, it comes with tie-down holes for better security when you move the tote in your truck or your SUV. And the finely crafted handles makes it very easy to handle. So make sure that you check this out, and more information is available on the Husky's 20-gallon professional-grade tote by logging on to HomeDepot.com. Boy, I'll tell you, Joe, I'm headed in to buy some of these very things because trying to get organized in the new house and so forth, which is going very, very well. Actually, I just ended up with my finishing my last box.
Oh, that I'm emptying or filling it up?
Yeah, emptying my last box. However, there's probably 25 to 30 more waiting on me at my house to bring down here. But little plateau. Yay, I got it all done. Okay, now I got a bunch more to go. Yeah. So, but
making, it is smart to buy progress. Those better totes, because I've bought some of the cheap ones. And you start stacking them up. And, of course, the one on the bottom keeps getting crushed more and more until the lid breaks. And then you have a tub with no lid. And so you're better off spending the money on these Husky professional grade totes, because they'll last quite a bit longer.
You know, it's funny when I talk about organization, talk about things, it's funny how different people from different parts of the country call these containers different things. Someone the other day called it a bin. Bins, totes, containers.
Tubs.
Tubs, yeah, you hear that a lot. Yeah. But I don't know why I think of a tub as being round. I don't know, like the big round things that you, which are really convenient for throwing, you know, baseball bats and balls and gloves and things like that, you know, in the garage are real convenient for that. But there's a lot of people getting organized. That means a lot of people throwing a lot of things away and certainly donating a lot of stuff. So it seems to be pretty good from that standpoint. But anyway, we've got a lot of things that we're able to work with here. And we always like to tackle emails as much as we possibly can. We have one that, and if you'd like to send us one, you know, do so. It's todayshomeowner.com/ask. James in Dallas wrote in and said, I have a brown stained wood floor, and when I mop, it leaves behind spots and stains. How can I remove them? I scrape off the stains with my fingernail, but there's got to be a better way. So please help me out. So brown stained wood floors and little spots and stains there. What do you think on that, Joe? I'll tell you, steam, you can really use steam in a lot of ways, but boy, you have to be careful when you're using that in conjunction with any kind of wood.
Yeah, absolutely. And James mentions that when he mops it is when these stains appear. So I'm not sure what he's mopping it with. He might want to change, you know, if he's using some kind of detergent or floor cleaner, he might want to change that. And the good news is if he can scrape them off with his fingernail, then it's obviously the wood has enough protection, polyurethane or whatever it is, on the top surface that's protecting these stains from soaking into the wood. So that's all good. And the fact he can just scrape it up with a fingernail shows it's just a surface stain. There's a couple of products that Danny and I mention on the radio all the time that work great. One is Rejuvenate. There's a liquid, they make a liquid floor cleaning kit, and it's also called a Restorer, I believe. But in any case, in the kit, you have this special cleaner and you have little pads. And so I would get one of those, and that would clean almost anything. And the other company is Bona or Bona. I'm not sure. I think maybe it's pronounced Bona, B-O-N-A. And they make a hardwood floor cleaner. And they make a kit that comes with cleaning pads, which are designed to clean stains off of floors without harming the finish or the floor itself. So that's what I would recommend. It sounds like whatever James has, it's not really damaging the floor, just sticking to the polyurethane top coat.
A lot of people have been dealing with those type of scenarios where you're trying to clean the floors and it just doesn't seem right. Always a good idea to take another close look in the home center on some of their cleaning products that are designed specifically for whatever you're doing. And that's a great one. I've got over 2,000 square foot of brand new hardwood I've been cleaning, and you get a little bit of glue here and there, and the thing is just keep cleaning a little bit of getting on your hands and knees in order to get all of that taken care of. But boy, you gotta get it clean and get it clean once and for all.
Yeah, I was also thinking, as you were talking, James mentioned that when he mops, there's stains left behind. I wonder if it's the mop itself. Sometimes if the mop has a little metal surface and some of the carbon out of the metal will leave a spot on the floor, but it usually comes off pretty easily. So I would check the mop, and if it's not the mop, then it's probably the cleaner, because I can't imagine why cleaning your floor would leave spots behind.
I know it exactly. Hey, let me share with you a Braun Healthy Home segment. This is number 3 in our series. You and your family should never have to breathe unclean air, especially at your home. And this is the 3rd in a 4-week series where we share a few tips to keep healthy air flowing in your home. Last week, we discussed the dangers of VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, that can be emitted through a lot of cleaning products. Today, I want to talk about the quality of air that comes through your furnace and air conditioners. Now, you may not know this, but while your heating and cooling system is capable of removing dust, it can't get rid of smoke, pollutants, or VOCs. These contaminants stay trapped inside your home because our homes today are so well sealed and insulated, so the air inside is actually more polluted than the air outside in most cases. The convenience of conditioned air is great, but don't forget the importance of bringing fresh air into your home. A supply fan can furnish that fresh outside air into your home, but then your furnace and air conditioner have to bring it up to the temperature that's really comfortable to you. An even better solution is installing a balanced air system like an energy recovery ventilator, or commonly known as an ERV. These systems transfer the temperature from stale air inside your home to a supply of fresh air coming into the house. Then they exhaust the stale air to the outside while preserving the comfort inside your home. Sounds interesting? Well, check out more healthy home tips by visiting braun-newtone.com. For more healthy home tips, visit braun-newtone.com. homeownerradio.com. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot more information coming up for you, including some great feedback we've been getting all week long from our listeners all over the country. Of course, we've got a great simple solution that my buddy Joe Troini is going to share with you in just a little bit. All of that and more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call today's homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
With most of the nation sheltering in place, interest in home improvement projects is at an all-time high. So many homeowners are breaking out their toolboxes and tackling long overdue lists. And today's homeowner is here to help. Join host Danny Lipford and experts from Leviton for a special Facebook Live event where they'll discuss smart ways to make your home work best for you. Gather your questions and join the live event Thursday, April 23rd at noon Central on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. We'll see you there.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet n' Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet n' Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet n' Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet n' Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaningsavings.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise Contest at todayshomeowner.com for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Don't let burrowing pests destroy your lawn and planting beds. Fight back with Molemax from Bonide. Molemax effectively repels moles, gophers, rabbits, voles, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. Best of all, it's made with natural ingredients and it keeps working for more than 30 days. Keep burrowing pests out of your garden with Molemax from Bonide, the name you can trust with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. I know we're all kind of going through kind of an uncertain time in our country right now. Hope everything's kind of settling down a little bit for you, and certainly better times are ahead. We want to keep rolling along with the show. We got some great emails. This one came in from Susan out in Texas. Hi, Danny. Summer's coming up, and my grandkids just love coming over to use my swimming pool. We love having them over here, but it is almost impossible to keep them from running on the pool deck. So I constantly worry about them slipping and falling. Is there anything I can do to make the pool deck less slippery? It's made from brick pavers. I don't want to change the way it looks if I don't have to. Boy, I tell you what. That's
something you're experiencing now with a new house, a new pool, and new grandkids.
Right? I was going to say, you cannot. What is it about a pool and people running? You know, you're running after, you know, catching a ball that's over there. You're I don't know. Anyway, but no matter what you have, a lot of times when a pool deck gets wet, it's going to be slippery and dangerous. So, Susan, I completely understand our grandkids love coming over and using our pool, and there's really no slow setting, I guess you would say, because they get hyped up. And I remember those times, how exciting it was to be able to get into a swimming pool. But even if people aren't running around, pool decks can be, you know, pretty slippery, and most of the textured coatings for pool decks are designed for concrete, and they will change the appearance. So it doesn't sound like that's the thing that you would want, but I'll tell you, there's a new solution that we've just found out about from our friends at Deitch Coatings called Track Safe. It is a clear coating that you can apply yourself to almost any surface, inside or out, that improves the slip resistance of the surface, whether it's wet or dry. So listen, all you have to do, you can apply two coats of the material with a roller just a few hours apart, and within 24 hours, it's ready to go for normal traffic. In fact, the president of the company, who we've had on the show a number of times, a great friend of ours, Peter Deitch, came up with this idea for TrackSafe after he slipped and fell on the pool deck. So that's solving, I'll solve that problem. So it sounds like it should be a perfect fit for you, Susan, to get those grandkids to, it's not going to slow them down, but at least it'll keep them from getting hurt along the way. So you can find out exactly where you can get it and buy it right off of the website at DeitchCoatings.com. And that Deitch is spelled D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. There's another problem solution situation, Joe, and one of our friends here at Deitch Coatings solved that problem.
Yeah, and it was a great idea that Peter had of applying this to the pool deck. His first idea was just to apply it to the feet of his grandchildren. This way they'd be non-slip no matter where they were. But he figured, well, I could sell more of this stuff if we decide to put it on the pool deck. Now, they've come up with several products just in the last few years, and they're amazing. And that's coming up with a product right from your own situation, right? He slipped and fell and figured, well, there's got to be another way. I'm making coatings. let's make one non-slip. So, I'm looking forward to this Track Safe. And it's spelled TRACSAFE. Leave the K off.
That sounds good. Let's go right back to the phone line. Zach is on the phone from Wisconsin with a deck question. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I've got two if there's time. My first one is I'd like to rebuild my front deck, and I'd like to use composite decking, but everything I see for the structure, the stringers and stuff, would be pressure-treated lumber, and I feel like that would rot out eventually faster than the composite decking, so I don't know if there's something to do about that.
Well, that is pretty traditional. You definitely want a good quality pressure-treated material, because there are variances in the quality of that, so you want to, you know, do a little bit of research or whatever's available there in your area to make sure you get the best. But that is a pretty traditional way. Of course, you could go with some type of steel or some kind of aluminum structure and all, but it just wouldn't look right. It'd be a lot more expensive, so that's very standard approach, and the way we generally would build a deck is that same way, good quality treated wood. But you also have to follow those directions, make sure you're not getting them, you know, use the proper kind. So if it's a ground contact is a different treated wood than other types of treated wood. So you might have to consider that.
Zach, the other thing I was going to suggest is they do make now, it's like peel and stick tape. It's a flashing product. It's flexible, and it's meant to go over the top of the joists and the beams before you put down the decking. And the idea is that it prevents water from seeping through and sitting on top of these. Certainly a plastic composite lumber is going to last a lot longer than any wood. But as Danny said, a good quality pressure-treated lumber is typically the way to frame a deck, any deck, regardless of what you're putting on the top surface.
Sounds good. That's what I figured. If I have time for my second one, I wanted to remove railings on the back side of my deck, which you may have pictures of, and put steps in. I don't know if they should be attached or detached or how they would go. It's only two steps, three rises.
Sure. Actually, I think that's a really cool idea to kind of open up your deck to the yard a good bit, and you can remove those railings and do the repairs that you need to on the decking itself. And then I would attach the stairs to the actual deck surface itself so that it just flows right out. Currently, you don't have any risers on your stairs. I would suggest doing that for a more finished look. And it serves for a great situation for a lot of seating there, too, as you have your activities out in the yard. So great little project, Zach. Glad you were able to be with us today. Certainly appreciate you being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And if we can help you in the future, just let us know. You are listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Coming up, one of the more popular parts of the show, our simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini, and a lot of other comments, including how you could enter to win our big Backyard Paradise contest. More details on that when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And certainly welcome back to the show. And now is your time to enter our big Backyard Paradise contest. If your backyard needs a makeover, head over right now and enter our Backyard Paradise contest at todayshomeowner.com/Backyard Paradise for your chance to win your own beautifully landscaped backyard from our pros at Pavestone and Quickrete. They will design a project for the winner's home, and the whole process, your home, will be featured on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. So get your yard ready for the summertime and complete your entry right now. No matter where you live in the United States, you are eligible to win. And this is brought to you by Pavestone and Quickrete. And enter right now, todayshomeowner.com/Backyard Paradise. We always have a lot of great response on that. And our friends at Pavestone and Quickrete have done a fantastic job every single year. I guess we've done this, I think this is probably our either sixth or seventh year, and always look forward to that. And we'll take care of everything, and all you have to do is just watch it all come together. Speaking of coming together, I think it's time for you, Joe, to share with us a simple solution.
All right, Danny, here on the radio, we're always talking about projects and how to keep yourself safe when using tools, and that includes hearing protection. Because hearing protection, if you lose hearing, any bit of hearing, it's permanent loss. You never get that hearing back, right? So it's really important. There's lots of different ways to protect your ears, your hearing, while using loud tools. And one of the easiest ways and most affordable ways are with foam rubber earplugs. You may have seen these, just like little cylinders of foam rubber. You just pop them in your ear, and there's, you know, they're completely hidden. So if you have a hat on or anything else, you know, that they don't knock off your head very easily at all. I use them for mowing the lawn and anytime I'm using tools. But the trick is, how do you get a really good seal? Well, here it is. Here's the simple solution. Take the foam rubber earplug, just one of them, put it in your hand like in a closed fist, and then just breathe into your hand. Breathe in hot air. You just want to exhale for maybe 5 or 6 seconds. What you're trying to do is warm it up. And once you warm up that plug, then you're going to roll it between your thumb and your forefinger. What you can find is, because it's warm, it's going to be really soft, and it's going to roll right down really thin, almost thinner than you think is necessary. And when it's thin like that, put it in your ear and hold it. Mm. That's the other key trick. As soon as you slip it into your ear canal, you have to hold it. Because if it expands without you holding it, kind of slips out. So you hold it in place until you feel it expand. It only takes 3 or 4 seconds. It'll expand.
How about that?
And get trapped in your ear canal. And then, of course, you repeat for the second one. And that works great. I've been doing this for years, and it works every single time. They never fall out. So that's the trick. The first trick, of course, is buying them and using them. That's the most important thing. But once you get past that, then try this trick as far as blowing in your hand and rolling them really small and inserting them. It works great.
How about that? That reminds me, that's a great, great simple solution, but it reminds me of a hotel in the city, New York, I checked into.
Right.
And right there on the nightstand was what I thought were some brightly colored mints.
Right.
And when they actually were earplugs, which is a bad sign when you check into a hotel.
How many did you eat before you realized they were earplugs?
Yeah, well, no, I looked at them and said, well, that's nice of them. I looked and I went, oh, no. It was, you know, bright. I mean, it looked like something like lime color or something, but...
Right, yeah, chartreuse.
Yeah, no, I did not eat those. All right, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you've been able to join us. And if the station you're listening to does not carry the second hour, no problem. Head over to todayshomeowner.com right now so that you don't miss a thing. And, of course, remember our podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcast. And join us on that each and every week. I'm Danny Lippert along with Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.